Well, Mary Boyle's twin, Anne Doherty, is not surprised by this speculation, but she is disgusted by it and very angered about it. Of course, it's very easy to accuse a man who is dead, but the reality is that any speculation linking Robert Black to the murder of Mary Boyle is laughable if it wasn't so serious.
Does it, Anne, see, deflect perhaps from the person or persons she believes is responsible for Mary's murder?
Well, she would believe that is the case, and she finds it very sinister, as do any of us who are working on this case, including a number of officers who worked on the case in the very early days and who are very certain about who the suspect was from the beginning. But unfortunately, that individual is still at large in Donegal.
And Gemma, how can we then be so sure that Robert Black was not involved in Mary's murder?
Well, I think, I mean, if we were to take your listeners back to 1977 and the height of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, and bearing in mind that Mary was visiting her grandparents' very remote farm outside Ballyshannon, Cashelard, just a few miles from the Fermanagh border. At the time, it was one of the most heavily policed parts of the country. There were at least three permanent Garda checkpoints operating 24/7. And on the northern side, the RUC and British Army would have also had permanent checkpoints. And the likelihood of, I believe this individual drove a van, coming into such a remote area, it's inconceivable. A van like his would have stuck out like a sore thumb, and he would have had to come through a permanent checkpoint. But any cars that were in the area that day, and there were only three in that immediate area, have all been accounted for. But as Anne would say, and in particular the officers who were working on the case very early on, they believe that Anne was murdered by somebody known to her. Mary Boyle did not know Robert Black.
Now, of course, Anne and yourself met with Taoiseach Enda Kenny late last year to relate concerns, and he did suggest he would be writing to Gardaí. Has anything developed from that meeting since?
No. Anne and her lawyers made a request to have a number of sites searched at the start of December, and that request has been ignored by An Garda Síochána. They also had a meeting with the coroner, which I attended, the Donegal coroner, and they are very, very keen now to pursue an inquest because she feels that that is really the only way at this stage that the truth can be done for Mary and that justice will be done for her.